Hello. Do not adjust your television sets. The program you are watching will contain sights, sounds, and occurrences from anotherworldly dimension. The things we are going to experience tonight will take us on a journey by which the mind has never conceived and the body was never prepared for. But join us in what is known as the Mega 64 Podcast Zone. Theme song.
My face, crooked spine, my senses dull. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
To the Mega 64 Podcast. We're your hosts for this evening, the A-Team. Joining us tonight, I am the main guy for once. Actually, you know what? You might be the main guy.
Oh.
Just, you know,
yeah.
By the way the system works, you know?
Why does that, what does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Systematic racism and bigotry is big.
I don't see it. Yeah,
I heard Sean's being systematically racist.
It's big.
I heard that too.
Systematic,
that
sounds right. Racism is big in America, uh-huh. So I just figured.
Oh, no, you can be the main guy if you want. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Just because you and me have been around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For, we literally have the same qualifications.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
But I'm brown and you're white. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So. Are you brown? I don't even know. I just see you as my friend, so I can't tell you.
Wow.
He can't even tell.
I can't tell.
This guy is so racist.
Yep. No,
he can't even acknowledge that I am brown. He can't even accept the fact that there's a brown person in the room.
It's fucked up. Accept it, Sean.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, I might have to be main guy tonight.
Yeah, please be main guy. Please be main guy.
I am Derek Acosta. That was what I was getting to.
Oh.
My name. I am Derek Acosta here with Sean.
I'm Sean, the racist.
I'm Eric, the non-racist.
I'm Eric.
What? All right.
And this is Eric, the liar.
I'm to a hot start. Thanks, Kevin. Jesus Christ.
What? Literally, the easiest question is, what is your name?
What is your name? And you fucked it up.
You can't get any easier.
You've had over 20
any
years
easier than that question.
Prepare for this moment.
I don't know what to tell you,
that's
man.
Like the first thing you learn.
You serious?
Anyways, we are, you are watching this instead of the debate tonight,
yep.
So thank
yeah.
you. Who cares about the debate at this point? Who cares?
I honestly don't know who cares.
Yeah, nobody. Look,
they were saying the ratings for the first one were like through the roof, and they expect this one to be even crazier, but I don't.
Are there people that are still undecided?
I can't imagine.
If you're not going to elect the one president who's going to grab America by the pussy mm-hmm. and do whatever the fuck he wants,
mm-hmm. right.
Then you want to make America suck again.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
yeah.
the opposite.
Wow.
It's the opposite
damn.
Of what that guy wants to do.
Mm.
It's fucked up.
You want to bring it down.
You know what was crazy? Was CNN played that uncensored on CNN, and I had to change the channel because the kids were in the room. And it's like, what a world that we live in where a presidential candidate is, there's a story about him. I have to change it because I can't. You guys can't hear this.
That's
sorry.
Our next president, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying. Whoa.
I've never Yikes. Heard the term "grab somebody by the pussy."
Yeah.
Me neither.
You know,
I've never, to his credit,
no,
I've never heard anybody say that.
Yep.
I was at a party last night, which is rare for me. I went to a party.
Whoa!
Congratulations.
It wasn't a birthday party. Whoa. It was like an adult drinking game party, and I
wow.
went.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know, guys. But this conversation came up, and then someone asked, like, to a girl, like, has someone ever just grabbed your vagina? And she's like, yeah. Like, no, like, at a club? Yeah. And then we asked, like, wait, yeah. really? And then great every question. Girl at the party except for one is like, oh, yeah. Like,
what?
Every girl has had that happen to them at
what
some
the
point
fuck?
At a club
rape,
or
– rape culture is
I,
real.
I honestly but, was shocked and appalled by that. That was crazy.
See, this is good. You're getting woke to what's really happening.
I am getting woke that there's fucking psychos
what's
out
really
there
happening in America. Now, honest question. I want everybody to be honest here.
Uh-huh.
Who here has grabbed a pussy? in their life. And I'll be the first to say, not me. No. I have not.
What are you talking about? Wait.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to be the second to say.
I'll be the third. No. I'm the third.
No, we already did. We already did first and second.
I want to acknowledge your confusion and hesitation as to the question.
Yep.
What are you talking about? I feel like it's pretty clear.
Yep. If you think we're in a club and grab someone's vagina unwarranted, no.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not.
Has he confirmed?
No. Kevin hasn't said anything one way or the other.
No. I just like unwarranted, no.
Oh, okay.
Unwarranted, no.
All right.
Yeah.
Then let it be known, everybody on camera now is free from that dirty deed.
And if you've done that, then you're a fucking loser. That's weird.
Yeah. Now, just getting back to, let's keep talking about it. It's an interesting news story to me. Yeah. Donald Trump said this, obviously. His wife came out and she's like, guys, look, he said he's sorry. You should forgive him. And this is the best part. She's like, he's actually a really decent and nice guy. He actually is. And this is not the Donald I know. To me, I feel like that is the dumbest fucking thing she could have ever said. Ever. Because this was a private conversation. And we've already seen him publicly be an idiot and a moron and a just rude, lewd, crude dude.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've seen
that. It's
true.
And now we've seen that privately, he is the same. So at which point is he a decent person? I feel like,
to be fair, it wasn't exactly private, was it? It was on camera with Billy Bush.
No, he wasn't on camera. It was a hot mic.
He didn't know he was mic'd.
He knew his mic. He didn't know it was on.
He didn't know the mic was recording, and he was on a tour bus.
But you know what? I'm thinking, like, we've had those mics on before, you know, whatever. And I'm always conscious there's a microphone on me. Like, you know, like, I would never.
Hey, man, hey. Credit to the interviewer making him feel so comfortable.
Billy Bush. Good job, Billy Bush.
What an interviewer, man.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat says, to be fair, we've said worse stuff on the podcast.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Which is true.
Right.
But in our defense, we were joking.
And that's a good point.
And he was not.
Also, in our defense, I'm not running for fucking president.
You said that before.
And you know what? If I do run for president, you can go back and find this clip of me saying something really fucked up
or
whatever.
But even in that case, you would be able to say quite clearly,
yeah,
we were joking.
Yeah, we were fucking joking.
Because that was a comedy podcast.
Yeah. Right, we could say that. And, we could say that. But again, to clarify, I'm not running for fucking president, so.
But someday I probably
He will.
Probably.
He will.
Probably
he will.
Will. More likely I will than I won't. I need to go delete some.
You need to start getting on
podcast
it.
Moments.
You need to call Royce.
Look, enough of that bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Sorry.
Fuck all that.
Sorry to bore everybody. I hate talking about the stupid president.
I really want this to be over. It's in 4 weeks from Tuesday. Yep. Get the fuck out of here. I'm so tired of hearing about it. Fuck off.
And I don't even care.
There you go. Okay. Fair enough.
There you have it.
Thank you. We are Mega64. We make comedy videos for the internet, the funniest videos available on the internet. They are so hilarious. Check them out. Speaking of that, we didn't put out a new video this week. It's our second week in a row, maybe our third.
I think it's a third.
It's our third week in a row not putting out a new video.
Killed it.
No excuses.
No. Well, no excuses. I mean,
it sounded like you were going to make an excuse.
We have filmed videos,
uh-huh.
But they have not been able to be released yet. And some of it's not up to us.
It's that time of the year where we get to work on secret stuff. And not to say we haven't been working hard, but it's been video stuff that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, and videos are, and I'll say a video, some videos are out there for approval. And if we get that approval, then you'll see it. You know, it's kind of that kind of stuff. So we're working on it. They're very funny. Hold on to your butts.
That sounded like an excuse.
Oh, God damn they're it. You're right. Okay. Shit. All right.
That's the worst part. They're not funny.
Yikes. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, but we do have a second YouTube channel, so check it out. The Mega64 Archives. That's been updated.
And that's a lot. A lot of stuff has been put on that.
And also, if you don't do this already, follow us on Facebook because we're putting out our videos again on Facebook. It's kind of like the best of, people are always asking us, or not even asking us, but I just see the discussion like introducing Mega64. To your friends, where do you start? Because it's kind of hard to get into some of our videos.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
you know,
you don't know what you're in for.
Yeah, but send them to our Facebook. That's the easiest way to get people introduced to some of the classic vids. Mm. And we just put up Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Oh, on Facebook. Yeah, on Facebook. I saw that.
Yeah.
In classic meme style.
Oh, perfect.
Which is the way you got to do it now.
That's the comment that we've been getting, which I appreciate, because, yeah. You got us. You nailed it down.
Classic meme style.
Classic meme style. I always love any new way that we could be branded as meme comedy.
Yep.
Which there's always a new iteration of how we are nothing but memes. Which, at this point, all right, I accept it.
Hell yeah.
You can only fight the chorus for so long.
Sure.
Check it out. Check out our second channel, definitely.
What did we put up there? It was the Truth or Dare from...
We put up that last week.
Uh-huh.
And then this week we put up Garrett's PPS, After Show stuff. There was an alternate ending for the podcast last week. Put that on there. Oh,
yeah. If you missed the podcast last week
and
you caught it on Tuesday, cool. You should tune in for that After Show, and you should watch the alternate ending.
Yeah.
Because that was...
I was dying.
Yeah, that was great.
The alternate. What was the alternate?
It was when we were playing with our phone.
Yeah, when you were talking. He cut out your whole last joke.
I can't believe he cut that out.
To be fair, I edited the entire thing and I watched it 2 times. It's funny on its own, but it just goes.
For 15 minutes?
To 15 minutes of just nothing for a while. It's just like, I gotta just move
this somewhere
else.
It's funny on its own, then it would add to a comedy podcast.
You know what? I thought it'd be so far buried in the back of, minute 135.
Uh huh.
Hour 35, rather than I thought. Maybe just put it in its own little thing so everyone can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy peasy.
It sounds like he's just trying to help you out, Derek.
I'm trying to help you.
I think this guy is playing Brigadier General.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Sean, are you playing Brigadier General?
Well, we're supposed to be playing
here.
Freeze Attack. So, taking it to the next level.
I was just trying to help your joke. Sorry.
My jokes need... No help. No assistance. Where did this bullshit even come from?
I don't know.
We're all crying laughing because of your jokes.
That's why me and Kevin were crying off camera.
Yes. Because of your Degrassi jokes.
I have some more tonight.
Oh, great.
You know what? I went to Starbucks today. As you can see, I got my coffee right here.
Yeah.
And on the tip jar, it said, have a grand day.
Yeah. Wow. No tip from me.
Fuck you guys. Stupid pun. Anyways, I think there's some podcast fans at the local Starbucks, obviously taking a page out of my
pocket. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was getting at.
I feel like that's a joke my dad would make. Is that... No? You don't think it's like a dad joke?
Are you saying that you see some of your father
that... You know what?
That you kind of look up to me like a father?
That must be what I was saying.
That's how I take that comment. So I appreciate that. Here. Wow. Yep. Beautiful.
No problem, man.
I'll kiss you and hug you later.
Just like your dad does.
Just the way my dad does.
Yeah. It's all dads should.
Yep.
So... Moving on.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. Let's talk video games. Have you guys been playing any video games lately? Anything new this week?
No. I have not. But I will say that I fudged some numbers, whatever. I think I'm going to get a PlayStation VR on launch, and I am so fucking excited. I'm so excited for this. I haven't been this excited for a new video game thing in a very long time.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
I really am.
Really serious.
I'm really getting one.
You fudged the numbers?
I said, hide
the budget from Jenny?
No, I was like...
You went, Lennon, listen, we can make this work.
Hey, you need to have lunch at school? Someone will give you some lunch, I assume.
Ketchup
packets are free.
Sean, I want to talk you out of this so bad.
You know what? You know what happened
this
when I was in high school? I used to blow my lunch money on Ruby Red Sport. And
have you been keeping the lunch money Jenny's been giving you?
Yeah. And a big cookie. And that was the lunch money. And then for lunch, I would eat Arby's packets of the Arby's.
He been eating horsey radish sauce?
Not the horsey one. The Arby's sauce. What is that one? The red one.
You know what? I always hear about people complaining about school lunches nowadays. Like, Obama fucked up school lunches. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you come along with a story about before Obama fucked up school lunches. It's like, I used to save my money and just get a really big cookie and an Arby's.
And the cookie was that big. It was fucking huge.
Would you put the sauce on the cookie?
No. That was my break snack. I had that before.
It's like a 3-course meal.
Yeah, and then for lunch, I would just go and get a handful of those and just...
suck them down. This is disgusting.
Oh, it's real
so
gross. Wait,
so how did you make? How does this relate to you being able to buy a PSVR?
Well, I'm just saying that school lunches aren't important because I survived off Arby's sauce, so my kids can do the same.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
So now I can afford PSVR. Again, when I run for president, this was a joke. Just so we're clarifying.
Are you really thinking about getting?
Yeah, PC? Really. Is that a bad idea? You don't like that
at launch?
Yeah, no good. Why?
You think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I think that it's going to be tech demos.
Oh, it will be.
I think it's going to be like some whack stuff. I don't think it's going to work well, and I think it's going to be an iPhone 1, iPad 1.
Well,
like you're, no. I feel
you
like
miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So
point counterpoint.
Can't argue with that.
I really don't think the technology is worth the $500 price tag or whatever. Because aren't you going to have to get a different PlayStation?
No.
It like syncs up or whatever with the PS4.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a peripheral thing.
Kevin, are you thinking about getting one too?
More than thinking about it, I am definitely getting one.
What is the benefit? Like,
The benefit
is you can play Star Wars Rogue One VR. It's just a new video game experience.
Yeah.
We already have the HoloLens because we're big shitters. We take big dumps.
We take the biggest shits.
And Microsoft recognized that. They said, who takes the biggest dumps on the internet? Those guys. And they sent us the HoloLens. So we're keeping up on the newest technology. Next in line, PlayStation VR. We're going to do it all. We're going to be up to date.
And I've done it. I've played it.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the way you said that.
But, you know, I've played these games, and I've enjoyed every single time I put that thing on.
Any tech demo and stuff I've ever played, I've never...
And I just know, like, I just can see different things being added to this. Like, I'm just excited for what it could do.
It just strikes me as, like, such a high price tag to be...
It's a high price tag.
To be what I feel is probably a beta tester for a wide release of something that, like, technology is almost ready for, but not quite.
So you think, like, I should get, like, the VR2?
Oh, I definitely think you wait...
Like, Sony's not going to release a VR2 in the PS4's lifetime. It's going to be the PS4.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same reason they come out with a camera every, like a new camera, an updated camera for your system every time, but it's only one per console.
I've used VR. I've used the PlayStation VR. I've used,
The Vive.
Yeah. And Oculus, and there are other ones that I've tried. It's neat. I don't know that I can go beyond it's neat. And for $500, that's halfway to $1,000.
Oh.
For something that you don't...
I disagree. I see what you're saying. But to counter that, all new technology is expensive. And when the iPad 1 came out, it was like $1,200, $1,500. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the time, too, people feeling like it wasn't worth it. Like, that's just a big iPhone. What's the point? I got an iPad first generation, despite everybody feeling like it was a piece of crap. And instantly, my mind was changed because I wasn't 100% on board when I got it, but my mind quickly changed, and other people's minds quickly changed too. So I feel like, yeah, new technology is expensive, and it's also unproven, but you don't know what you get until you get it. So
that's
your
true.
Mind can quickly be changed.
I agree.
And in addition to that, I really think, in my experience with VR, I see it as something that goes beyond gaming. It's going to be a new form of communication, and like everybody who has a VR headset will... Probably, because I know it's capable with the technology, be able to do virtual space hangouts where you could all watch a movie together in a virtual movie theater, you know. You turn to the left, Kevin's avatar is here, you can talk, you can communicate with each other. I feel like there's more than just... Because you're right. From a video game standpoint, there's not a lot there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But outside of video games, I feel like it can be used as, like... a better version of Skype, you know? Maybe that isn't here right now, but I could easily see them developing a PlayStation 360 camera where suddenly you can be in somebody else's room. I just feel like there's a lot of potential for cool things for them to do with that technology, and I want to be a part of that. And $500 from a new technology standpoint is really not that much.
And
that's the cheapest version of VR that's out there.
That's right.
Yeah. That's true. And honestly, this is dumb. Once they get it, so like I put it on and I'm like in Yosemite and I sit there by the river or something like that, that's worth the $500 so quick to me. Like, I know that thing is, that's not too hard. Like, they can do stuff like that. There'll be little downloads you could do of like little like expansions. Like, oh, here, for $10, you can be in Paris. For, you know, $5, you can be in London. That kind of thing, I think, will happen. And I can see it happening in this generation of a VR thing. It doesn't need to be like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think that VR has been around for a minute, and now we're getting, I think the console version of VR is going to unite a lot of it and is going to bring it to, here is the platform. Here's what you develop for. Here, everything's right. going to be, it's going to be easy and it's going to be right here.
Yeah.
But it's been around for a minute, and the most that I've seen is, here's a shooty game. Here's a golf game. Here's another tech demo. Here's another tech
right.
demo.
Right.
Yeah, racing is cool. And there are some cool, like, games or whatever. But there's not, like, I just don't feel like there's a game. And I feel like this is with video games in general. There's not, like, a game that you can point to and be like, this is the shit right now.
Yeah. True. No, that's
like,
true.
And for VR, for $500, cool. Now you have a $500 thing. So now it's going to be another $40 for this game. It's going to be another $30 for that game. It's going to be another $60 for that game. I understand that. But that's a console.
Yeah.
And with VR, I just think that the technology isn't... We keep going back to it's not proven and everything, yeah, but right. it's been around for a minute, and I just don't think that on any platform there's a game.
Mm-hmm.
There are tech demos.
Right.
And there are mini games.
But
how long are you going to play mini games before you go, yeah, I've played these four?
No, but this
is what I'm saying. I'm looking forward to the first VR movie. I'm looking forward to things that are more than just a game. Because honestly, the games are better in a non-virtual space. I'd rather play Fallout on PlayStation 4 than play Pong in VR space.
Mm-hmm.
But Pong in VR space is still really cool. And being like, to me, and maybe this doesn't apply to everybody, but to me, the full immersion of like, you put this headset mm-hmm. on, you are in another world. Like, you look around, you're in a totally different space. That is, to me, really magical. I get a really big kick out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the gameplay itself is not as engaging, the atmosphere really sells me on VR. Like, mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed it.
I'm the same way. I've said this 1,000 times. I just want scary games to be scarier.
I did that Resident Evil demo. It's fucking scary.
I want to not be able to escape. I want to put it into my head. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, there you go. Yeah, I'm very excited. But you're right. And VR in 10 years is going to be so much fucking cooler than VR now. For sure.
And I'm not saying you have to wait 10 years. And if you want to get it now, get it now.
Sure.
I hope that expectations aren't so unrealistic.
Yeah.
That you can just, I just feel like I can see every review right now. And it is $500. Don't know if it's worth it. $500. Not a game to play.
That's fine.
And if everyone's okay with that, that's fine. I just don't think that, and again, for me personally, I don't buy into the immersion because when I have headphones and a thing on my head or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't feel immersed. And when I'm moving with a controller, I don't feel immersed.
Hmm.
I did this demo at GDC about 2 years ago, and it was a Hobbit demo that was done by Weta Studios. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you put the headset on and you were in like Smaug's dungeon with mm-hmm. these big piles of gold everywhere, and the dragon came out. And I felt like I saw the future of like filmmaking. Mm-hmm. It was such a crazy, like when I say I'm looking forward to VR movies, in my mind, that is absolutely going to happen. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I hope to someday make a VR movie because I feel like that is going to be, it's the future. I feel like someday the idea of watching TV on a screen will be strange. I think people will prefer to do it in a VR space.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of games, I feel like games are the selling point right now, but it'll honestly be more popular in communication and other forms of entertainment.
For some reason, I think I could be wrong, but I thought on launch you were able to watch like Netflix and stuff like that in VR,
but it's just like a huge movie screen. Put you in like a living room, and that shows you something. Like
I'm talking like Pixar will release a full feature movie where you are maybe a character in the film, and you are like Toy Story, and you're one of the toys, and like you get to see every scene from the vantage point of like being there.
And you know what? For me, I see what you're saying with it's not like intuitive, but like you put it on, and I'm so used to pushing forward in the joystick, and that moves me. I've done that my whole entire life. That for me, like, it just makes sense to my brain. Like, yeah, I push forward and like I'm walking forward. Like, I, you know, like I, even now I'm like act physically walking, but I don't know.
Yeah. Plus, they have to release, like, YouTube has to release, for PS4, they have a YouTube app.
Right.
And I would not be surprised if they release an update that goes, okay, all the 360 videos that we have.
Oh, it's absolutely.
You could just, now you can use PlayStation VR.
That's right. Absolutely happening. To watch they're,
that, like, that has to happen.
The YouTube space is, like, letting people rent
the 360,
the full rig,
yeah,
and then stitching it together. They, do you know about like all that stuff?
Yeah, I think
if you shoot, yeah, if you shoot this stuff with like their rig,
yeah,
you can send it to like this website, jump something, Google, whatever. You send your footage that you shot with like this 360 rig with 18 GoPro cameras. You send it to this website. It mm-hmm. stitches it together for you into one long video, like yeah, one like, you know, like whatever. Yeah. Length yep. thing it is, and then you put the metadata into it, and you can upload it as a 360
wow. video.
Imagine in the future an event like the Super Bowl or WrestleMania
mm-hmm.
with 360 cameras, not one, 10. They're placed all over the stadium. Some of them are even on the field or in the ring. You can watch the event scrolling through these cameras, and everyone takes you to a fully immersive 360 thing. You can be in the audience, seeing people next to you, the ring is down there, like you're really there. Mm-hmm. You could be at the announce table getting the view of, you know, yeah, Michael Cole. I feel like that is going to be, you know.
I feel like that's interesting, but I think that there's so much, and the issue that I have with 360 in general is that when you, as a filmmaker, you're trying to bring a focal, you're trying to bring your audience to a focal point. You want mm-hmm. them to look in a direction.
Sure.
And so in general, yeah, say at WrestleMania or whatever, you're looking at the ring, but yeah, you can look over here.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing over here. Who cares?
That's... But you're looking yeah. at it from the view of technology from the past 100 years leading to now. And I'm saying this is a new technology. So, like, there's nothing behind you because as the way we make movies now, everything's in front of you.
Right.
But when people know that there's going to be 360 events, then they'll plan their event to incorporate that.
And not
know?
Only
and
that...
make it worthwhile for you to be fully immersed.
If I was at that table, the announcer's table, there would be times I would look around at the table, just if I was literally there. And so I feel like the fact that I'm now with this thing on my head, I can do what I'd be doing. Yeah. I am there. I'm there.
Like, and I'm sure, too, they will make 360 cameras in the future that you'll be able to have digital zoom. You'll be able to basically be your own cameraman.
Yeah.
And by
yeah.
switching to different yeah. viewpoints, you're basically making your own entertainment out yeah. of the resources they provide.
But everything that you're saying, I totally understand. I totally get your skepticism, and I mean, the second one's going to be way better. But I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited yeah. for my kids to try this. The only thing that...
Oh, your kids have to be stoked.
Oh, they're...
they're that...
Oh,
they're dude, I just think about, like, if you were a kid, and you're like, yeah, yeah, dad brought home virtual reality.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, I got it for work, kids.
You have to film your kids playing the kitchen.
Oh, what if
they launch one of these cameras just deep into space one day?
That'd be cool.
You could just sign yeah. on and like wherever the fuck this satellite is, yeah. you yeah. just take a look around.
Yeah.
But think of like if you do some use more like I going back to like the Zapruder film. Like what if that was shot
oh,
with
oh,
a
then we know.
360 camera?
We fucking know.
We spent years of everybody trying to like figure out what's not on film. Everything will be on film now.
Yeah.
Like every angle.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's some people think it'd be cool, some people think it'd be lame.
But that was a good debate. I think this is the true debate tonight. I think we had it.
Yeah.
So we won.
There's another debate?
No.
I think that was it.
That was it.
Hey, last week, I got a PlayStation 4. Last week, I talked about the only game I really played was Star Wars Battlefront. I talked a lot of shit on it, too. I was like, it's really disappointing.
Yeah.
Ironically, it's the only game I've played all week.
That is ironic.
Oh, really?
I talked all this shit on it, and then I just couldn't pop it out of my PlayStation. So I've been playing a lot of Battlefront.
Have you been doing, like, the dogfight stuff?
I didn't really enjoy the dogfight.
You didn't?
Stuff.
Really?
Whoa.
It's
wow.
my favorite part of a game.
It is, but I felt like it was not fun. I was just getting dominated, killed very quickly.
Oh, yeah, you played it online. I played the computer because I'm terrible online.
Yeah, I played it online, and I felt like it just didn't... The flight simulation just wasn't very fun for me, so I'm doing a lot of the land battles. I'm still playing Star Wars Battlefront, and I'm enjoying it more than I was last week, so... Okay. I had to give it a second chance, and yeah. I wanted to, you know, come clean. I talk shit, but I'm still playing.
Hey, there's... Yeah. Honesty.
And I'm enjoying it. I also signed up for PlayStation Plus, so I got the free downloaded game this week, Transformers Devastation.
Mm. Resident Evil 1 is also there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I recommend Transformers Devastation.
Oh, I deleted that game like that.
Really?
Oh, it was like, I love beat-em-ups. That I did not enjoy that game.
It reminded me of a Dreamcast game. I was having so much fun.
It is similar, and it's Platinum. It's Platinum Games. Yeah,
it's Platinum Games.
I thought I would like everything about it. I tried playing it, and I'm just like, oh, I do not care.
You know what? It is easy. The level design is a little bit rudimentary. It is a little bit, like, skewed for kids.
It's pretty dumb, but that's fine. It's There's nothing wrong with that.
But I think it's cool that you can be a transformer. You can instantly transform into the car and drive around if you want.
Oh, wow.
The fighting is just like, you know, God of War, Dante's Inferno. Yeah. Strong hit, weak hit, combos, and then, like, you know, vehicle attacks. If you time your dodges right, all those mechanics are there. So, pretty solid game. I was actually enjoying it. So, I'm going to recommend, if you have PlayStation Plus, it's free. Transformers, Devastation.
Try it, because it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
And
Resident Evil Remake is the
Resident
other free
Remake's
one.
Yeah, the other one, but cool. You know what? Honestly, I don't like taking controls. And
oh, it's not tank controls.
Did they take tank controls out?
This is you can switch between tank controls. It's the one for GameCube.
It adds more.
Oh, okay. I never played the GameCube one. Because I was never honestly a real big fan of the original Resident Evil series.
Oh really?
I wasn't until 4. That's when I jumped. Yeah,
most people got on.
Yeah.
I only like 4. I don't like 5.
4
just I don't like 3.
Released.
5. 4 did. Yeah, it's like $20.
Yeah.
It's funny to me that Resident Evil is 20 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a 20-year-old game. Yep. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, and Resident Evil 4, just came out. It's $20 or whatever. Yeah.
You know I didn't realize you could turn off tank controls. I might check that out.
You should. Check it out.
It's not straight on Resident Evil 4 controls.
No.
But
I mean, it is still like
that hard camera stuff.
It's not tank controls.
Yeah, that hard camera really bothered me.
It controls a lot better than that.
That's cool.
That Resident Evil 4 is $20 or whatever, and whenever that came out, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 came out for, like, re-release.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I fucking love Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 is, like, one of my favorite games ever. I fucking love that game. Mm. It's $40.
What? I know you love it.
It's a PlayStation 2 game.
It's wow.
$40?
It came out for for Xbox. It also came out on 360, which is where I played it, but it is two generations old, and it's $40 for one of them.
Whoa.
Gotta make that money.
That's insane.
Always HD has been 20.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. Well, it's great. I mean, this is an HD, so whatever.
They knew. Yeah, it's not HD. So.
I mean, it's a PlayStation 2 game. It's an Xbox game. It's fucking crazy that it's $40.
You can buy, like, games that came out, like, a week ago for $40 and you find the right place that's selling it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
I got Battlefront on PlayStation 4 for $17.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 is $40, so...
Dang.
Fuck yeah. You know what I have been playing is Rocket League. I got that for free forever ago on PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
I heard it's amazing, but I haven't played it.
I don't know if I call it amazing, but fuck, it's fun.
That's what, it's like soccer with cards, right?
That's basically saying it's amazing.
Yeah, that's saying it's amazing.
No one is good.
Uh-huh.
It's a blast. Oh, it is just, here's the ball, and somebody hit it like this, and now it's bouncing.
Maybe
I'll
have to pick that up and play with you.
And then you just see like four cars miss it, and then you do like a flip move and accidentally hit it. Oh, it's great.
Cool.
It's so fun.
All right, I'll get it.
Rocket League is a blast.
I've heard about it for so long, and I haven't played it.
It's soccer with cars. It's three-on-three soccer.
How much does it cost now? I know it's free
for
what?
$20.
It's probably like $20.
$19.99.
It's worth it for that. It's so fun.
It
blew up because it was a free game.
That's what happened.
Smart.
So
that's
why
they do that.
It was a game that came out and wasn't that big. Then with the PlayStation Plus games, it was a free one on there, and everyone's like, oh, this is really cool. And all of a sudden people started picking it up on Steam, and now there's an esports league for Rocket League. So you can win like thousands of dollars, these people are playing in like these teams and everything, and it's this whole fucking esport.
One
savvy move, and all of a sudden it's like, this is big business.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Huh. That's when it stops being fun.
Oh, fuck.
It starts getting real.
Well, that's, real world shit?
Real world. Real. They should do a season of Real World where they're all esports athletes.
Ooh. It should all be in VR.
Yeah, because that's the real world now, and MTV's living in the past.
I don't think they do Real World anymore. I think if you ask your kids,
my kids don't watch MTV though.
No, but like if you asked one of your kids, hey, do you know what the Real World is? They would have idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You know what they have? No, they're not that either. But you know what they have is they have a thing called a challenge,
which is
like people who were on those shows, and they're like fighting each other still.
Yeah,
like they're like. 50,
listen,
40,
listen.
50.
I need to know what CT is up to and if he's going to win this thing or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch out for Johnny Bananas. I don't know.
Hey, this would be a great time to talk about the sponsors of tonight's podcast. Check them all out. First up on the list, Sumo, the greatest chairs on earth. Make your ass a friend of yours, because right now your ass hates you, because you're not sitting on a Sumo. Go to sumolounge.com.
Oh, careful.
Sumo.
Careful.
Wow, sure. Here it is. Look at that.
Look how comfortable you look.
Dude, you mount it like sexual.
It's like that's, comfort ever.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Don't stop.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, well, next one is not Sumo. We're going to go with Kickapoo Joy Juice. That was it. I said the sponsorship. Kickapoo Joy Juice. If you want to grab some Kickapoos for us.
Yeah, go get those.
Now that you've already made a friend of your ass,
followed up by befriending
your throat by pouring down the sweetest nectar to ever flow, baby.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to fizz all in your gullet. The sugar is going to sweeten that little tight little hole you call a throat.
I went back off the show.
That's right. Go to Drink Kickapoo. Go to drinkkickapoo.com.
I don't remember the podcast being like this every week when I'm behind all this stuff. That guy. Yeah.
It's different when the lights are on you.
Okay? Yeah.
This is always darker on the other side. Also, you can find Kickapoo at Beverages and More.
Yeah. Come and go.
Come and you love promoting Come and Go. You're always the first to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the only spot you can remember.
I can remember all the spots.
What's the other place where they can get it?
They can get it at Cracker Barrel. Easy peasy.
Amazon.com.
Oh.
And fucking Cracker Barrel.
Amazon.com. Most importantly, our most important sponsor, ourselves, shop.mega64.com. We have a new shirt available.
Yeah,
the virtual shirt. The virtual
thrill
shirt.
Yeah.
We spent all hour talking about virtual reality, getting your whistle all wet from the idea of all things virtual. Now we're going to satisfy you. The ultimate satisfaction.
Yeah, and that is our official Game Days 2016 shirt. So if you're going to Game Days, get it. If you're not going to Game Days, you still get it.
It's official/unofficial. You're not required to wear it.
You're not.
But if you want to show unity, if you all want to show up basically saying, hey, what's the uniform for our trip to Disneyland? We're going to go ahead and label it the Virtual Thrill shirt. So check it out.
Yeah.
It's available on our shop now.
Right now.
Shop.mega64.com.
Now.
You know, when you go to Disneyland, a lot of times you see families in groups of like tie-dye shirts that match, and it's, you know, they do that so if you get lost, you can find your shirt. Same thing. So you look for a black shirt.
Yep.
There they are. Easy. You found us.
Boom. And speaking of a call to action, something you need to do right now. This is no joke.
This is serious.
I know we talk about this a lot. You're probably sick of hearing about it. We do run a Patreon. We plug it a lot, but you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I have to say? I'm actually really proud of our Patreon. It started off a little bit rough.
We were learning some things.
We had to learn some things. We'd never done a Patreon before. But now I honestly feel like we have one of the best Patreons on the entire internet of any group that has one. I looked at another group. I'm not going to name any names, but there's another comedy group out there with a Patreon. And for like $50 a month, they'll email you a fart joke. And I just felt like
we should do that.
Our
we
Patreon is so badass.
We have,
just when I saw that, I just felt so much pride for the things that we're doing and putting out on our Patreon. Check it out. I'm sure you've all heard about it. You all know about it. But I want to say tonight is the night. If you have been on the fence about bumping up to the next tier, if you saw the hat that we put out last time, the trading cards, the stickers, and you felt like, damn, that was so cool. I had no idea they were going to be doing such cool shit. I got to remember to get in on that. Tonight is the night to do it. Because as of midnight tonight, we're cutting it off.
Midnight Sunday, not midnight Tuesday.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. And if you're watching this on Tuesday, the
YouTubers, sorry.
This is what we did last time.
We are bad at that.
Sorry, YouTubers. But if you're watching this live, we've been promoting it all week, supposedly. I can't confirm because I don't follow us on Twitter, but...
Oh, good!
You don't follow Rocco on Twitter?
I don't follow Mega64.
Oh.
But, you know, we've been supposed to... We've been promoting it, and tonight, officially, if you want to bump up, do it.
Yeah.
And we have some really cool stuff.
We do.
Prepared
we do.
For Xbox.
I'm excited.
We've been working on it for about 4 weeks. The next package is going to be going out. It's going to be... you know, some products we've never done before. Brand new territory for Mega 64. What?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So be a part of it. It's going to be cool. It's going to be funny.
So where do I bump up my subscription?
Go to patreon.com/mega64. Check us out.
Speaking of Twitter, I was sick this week. I'm still cooking over it, whatever. But I took some NyQuil, maybe a little bit too much. And I had the most vivid dream ever. Exactly. And I woke up and I was so fucking pissed off at Derek and Rocco that, like, my heart was racing. Rocco talked about this. Like, he had something similar.
Are you making fun of him?
No. This really happened. The night after Rocco made this statement, I had the same thing happen to me.
Okay, hold up, though.
Yeah, sorry.
Rocco had a dream earlier this week.
Yeah.
That made him angry at me and Sean.
Right, right.
What was it?
He came into work, should I say?
What? Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Hey, he's not here. Sorry, Rocco. I'm going to share your personal story.
Your personal dreams.
He said that he dreamed that we had done an episode of the podcast and all of us had done something to slight him so bad that he woke up and he was still pissed at all of us. He was like, fuck those guys.
Do you think you're currently slighting him and you're making it come true?
No,
because he told us what happened.
And we're not going to do that. I would never do that.
He wanted to talk about Power Rangers or some movie, but every time he had something to say, everybody would stand up and leave the set and he'd be left alone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then whenever he would be done talking, we would all come back and then
start talking our own thing.
And then when he would talk again, we would all get up and leave.
Yeah.
Which I thought, well, we need to do
that. 100%.
Yeah.
Go figure, he doesn't show up tonight.
I know, he knew. So my dream, the night after this happened, was we said this before, but we went to a Twitter party and then we all had the opportunity to sign up for a free Twitter hoodie, which is stupid, but it's a hoodie with your Twitter symbol on it and then like your personal like at Mega64 or whatever you happen to have on your sleeve. And so Rocco got his in the mail and he has his Twitter hoodie.
But I haven't gotten mine.
I haven't gotten mine. And then my dream was that mine showed up. And while I was walked away after I signed up, you guys changed my Twitter handle to Phil DeFranco's Twitter handle. And I was so fucking pissed off. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not fucking him. And you know how much I like free shit and you ruined it.
Dang, I wish
we
would have done that.
I know. And now that's a funny joke. Yeah. Yeah, that's been hilarious.
All these dreams are good ideas.
I know. What the fuck?
Hey, you guys need to like drink NyQuil like way more.
I know. So anyways, if mine does show up and it has Phil DeFranco's thing, I won't be mad at you. Yeah. That will be funny.
Rocco's came, and then a guy that I work with, Josh, his came.
Is he
also
verified? Because Rocco, no. Mega 64, okay, because I was like, do they check this shit? Like, do they know that I was like, I snuck into this party?
Snuck in.
Yeah.
You're on the list.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm not verified, so.
What a sneak.
Your low self-esteem snuck in.
Yeah, I know. Shit. I know.
Jesus, like, you belong there.
Head down. No, it's like all nervous.
Took every free hat.
I did. Another free hoodie that I got. Two free hats. I love free shit. I love it. I just love it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Those are our sponsors.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about movies and television and all things entertainment. Shin Godzilla came out this week on Friday. We talked about it last week
because we
got an early screener from our friends at Funimation. Rocco and Garrett were the only ones to see it last week. They're not here this week. Fuck them. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
I saw it.
You did? Okay, cool. Well, Kevin and I had a chance to watch it in the past week. What did you think?
I thought it was good. You get more out of it if you're super into Evangelion and stuff. And I like Evangelion.
Yeah.
But I'm not like super into it. So I enjoyed the movie, but I definitely didn't get as much out of it as Garrett and
It's Ron. Funny because I felt like it is a live action episode of Evangelion.
Oh, I'm not into it.
And it's shot like an anime is animated. And Eric, I feel like you would notice this. Every single character who says something is his own setup. So it's like, you say something. He says something. Yeah. He says something.
Oh, individual shots?
Yeah, and there was never like big blocking, like grandiose camera movement. It was as if an animator had to sit down and storyboard everything. You know, I feel like a filmmaker kind of approaches something like a play. Like a bunch of people are going to show up. Yeah. We're going to do something and we're going to capture it. And an animator he doesn't capture, he creates. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this is the shot we're going to create, and then this is the shot we're going to create. And it was weird watching a live action movie filmed in that way.
Hmm.
There was very little camera movement. And also, you get so much more enjoyment out of it. if you're a fan of Evangelion, because it, like, it's about a government trying to handle a giant monster attacking a city. That is Evangelion.
Yes.
It is the same, like, big groups of people not moving and they are only talking, and it is, like, people standing off in the distance and you can't see them moving at all, but you hear what they're saying. It is just, like, film just like Evangelion. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Evangelion, so I enjoyed it. Yeah. But it was a little bit long. I don't know how you felt.
I didn't feel like it was like, oh, let this thing end. But it was long.
There was like maybe 15 minutes they could have cut out of the final act. And it really reminded me, it made me laugh. But I realized, like, you know what? As much as I shit on it, nobody does CGI like America. Because the CGI in Godzilla is pretty bad. In some parts. Some parts are like, hey, pretty good. And then other parts are like, okay, this is like a video game cutscene from 1998.
Ouch.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is that level. Whoa. But you know what? The story makes up for it. And that's what big budget CGI-filled movies in America don't have.
Right.
So
it's a trade-off.
That's the trade-off.
I would say I can't think of a subject matter that I care about less than Godzilla, but that would be...
I don't care about the first
But that would be ever. King Kong, and they're making a new King Kong,
You know
so.
What? This approach to Godzilla is better than any other approach, personally, that I've ever seen, because they treat this movie... Godzilla is like a natural disaster. They sense some sort of reading from the ocean, and they don't know what it is, and as a government, they try to figure out what it is, and it turns out to be Godzilla, and basically all he does is just walk through the city. And he's just fucking walking and knocking shit over, and they don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, so
and
it's just like, what do we do?
Contact the Prime Minister. All right, coordinate with the Ministry of Defense. Oh my god. One thing that really made me laugh is, while I'm watching the movie, I'm thinking like, well, in real life, there's no way America is just not fucking with Godzilla. Like, you mean to tell me America is not sticking its nose in here? But then there's a scene in there where the government of Japan is like looking around and they're like, what the fuck are we gonna... Can we just get America to kill this thing for us? And I actually laughed because I'm like, all right, well, there you go.
All right.
That is our place in the world. But then due to treaties and like the UN, you know, it's like, no, due to our allied agreements, they can only assist us. So we need to lead this thing. And I was like, okay, this actually is interesting, like government stuff. You know, it's not like Godzilla is... It does have classic Godzilla monster moments, but it's not just like guy in a suit being pushed into a building. It was more interesting than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see the latest Godzilla with Bryan Cranston. I did see the one with Matthew Broderick.
Oh, me too.
Almost 20 years ago.
Yeah,
I know.
That was 18 years
ago. Hey, yeah. I was talking to Emma about this because that Green Day song came on that was in the soundtrack too. What was that?
What's that song?
I know Puff Daddy Company.
My mouth is...
Whatever it is.
Doesn't fucking matter. But I was talking, I'm like, yeah, this is like...
That's on the soundtrack for Godzilla?
Yeah, because they would add the Godzilla roar in the middle of the song every now and then in that mix. And it's... I have the soundtrack.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I didn't know who sang that song, so I had bought the soundtrack so I could find out.
Yeah.
Anyways... Yeah, that came out when I was in 7th fucking grade. And now, Yikes. That's crazy.
Yep.
I remember the Taco Bell campaign.
My last comment about Godzilla, some of the acting is really bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
Just something, something nobody said last week.
Oh, really?
But there was there's a character that's supposed to be an American in there, and it's a woman who can barely speak English.
Oh, awesome.
And she speaks English the whole time.
Oh, no.
It is like,
oh, yeah.
Why did you cast this person?
Yeah.
Does she look American?
Like... No, she's like a hot Japanese girl.
Oh.
And, I'm going to say a spoiler, so mute the podcast. I'll wave when it's safe.
Okay.
She keeps saying she aspires to be president of the United States someday. And I was watching this thing and like, you're a Japanese girl who can barely speak English. That's not going to fucking happen for you. We're safe. That's all.
You know what's funny about that 98 Godzilla is that when I went on that, my honeymoon, we went on this Lost tour on like this movie set and like all these like things and, like where Hurley was playing golf, whatever. And you look like the shot where he's golfing, he's standing right on the edge of a Godzilla footprint from that movie. And there's like four more behind him. Like you would have no idea, but like
what?
He was standing like when Hurley's golfing and Lost, literally right below him is a Godzilla footprint
from that movie.
Oh, that's weird.
It's funny.
Hey, Rocco is not here.
Oh, yes.
Which is a shame because the new Power Rangers movie trailer came out.
Yep.
And we're officially going to talk about it, and then we're going to put it to rest.
Yeah.
Never
so,
talk. This is the definitive.
Yeah.
This is the only time it's ever being spoken about on this podcast.
About this ad nauseum. That means till you want to throw up.
Yep.
We're not going to do that. We're just going to talk about it, discuss our official Mega 64 thoughts on it, and put it to bed.
Sure.
Hey, okay. Did y'all see the new Power Rangers trailer?
I did see the trailer for the new Power Rangers movie.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it looked like a fucking Transformers movie.
I thought it looked like Breakfast Club got magic powers.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
It looked... We're all in Saturday school.
I'm going to cut my hair.
It amazed me how little it had to do with anything... that is known to be Power Rangers.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Other than the city is Angel Grove, they hit that. I guess the villain, technically, they got the names right. Rita, Jason, Kimberly.
Yep.
That technically is from the world of Power Rangers. It's a school for criminal children.
I don't...
They find the morphers, and it makes them, like, super strong.
Yeah.
And they can do, like... Matrix style jumps. Like, now we're gonna jump over this cliff. Boom. And then, like, swimming through the weird water abyss, like, what the fuck is this movie? But
I'm not saying that the original Power Rangers show for kids is charming, but whatever charm there was to it is, like, ripped out and replaced with, like, the most generic, soulless movie.
Yeah.
This looks like nothing.
But you know what? I think it's... I used to be a big fan of Power Rangers when I was in third grade, and I thought it was really...
Oh, it was
charming, and I still appreciate what they were going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's interesting to me is if you're going to make a movie and base it on something, base it on that thing.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Base it on that thing. Otherwise, it's not that thing. And I know we sit up here every week and we complain about movies like, oh, the new X-Men sucks. The new franchise, this big franchise sucks. But I feel like Power Rangers is kind of like has pulled the veil off and revealed what we've been saying for years, which is just that, like, this is getting fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just a movie. It's just a movie about teenagers that get magical superpowers.
I just don't know who would be excited to watch this or who the movie is for.
No, that's exactly that's what I was thinking.
If you're a Power Rangers fan,
here's my logic here,
though. What do you get out of it?
For me, I never got into Power Rangers. I was a little too old for it. That's how I felt. My brother and sister were fucking crazed about it. They loved it. And so I'm thinking, like, their age they are now, my younger brother and sister, are the same age I was when the Transformers movie came out. And I really think they're hoping, like, Transformers was big when I was a kid, and they just missed that with Luke and Krista. And so now maybe they're like, okay, well, it was a little bit past that. Okay, Power Rangers, we'll do the same shit.
Oh, shit.
We're Transformers, and we'll try to make $1 billion again.
I mean, you're not wrong. I didn't think about it like that. You're not wrong. When that first Transformers movie came out or whatever, it didn't look like Transformers.
No.
It didn't look anything like Transformers.
No, but those people who were about that age, like 25-ish, maybe a little bit older, they'll go see it. Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
They've made like 4 or 5 of those Transformers movies, huh?
Yeah, they have.
And like, shit, when that first trailer came out, I thought that looked like fucking garbage.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not even a Transformers fan, but like, how the fuck could people watch this and think it's Transformers?
Yeah. Yeah.
But shit.
So I think that's what they're doing. I don't think it will pay off for them, but I think that's what they're going for.
I would say, like, yeah, this is going to tank, but fuck, they made 4 Transformers movies.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to tank, but I do know it will not be good.
No, it will not. There's nothing about it will be good. No.
And... it's sad that we live in a world where bad stuff is successful and good stuff isn't, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
I mean, they made that Power Rangers movie in the 90s.
Yeah.
And that's based on the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And that sucked. Mm-hmm. But it's not like it was any probably better or worse than the show. You know?
Yeah, but at least it was called Power Rangers because it was easily identifiable as what Power Rangers was.
Yeah.
For me, just like... I would be so forgiving of every movie that came out if it just tried to be original. If Transformers came out and they didn't call it Transformers, I would probably be more interested in seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is to say I did not see these Transformers movies because I feel like, wow, this is derivative of an 80s cartoon and in addition to that looks not very good.
Right.
Yeah.
If it was just something original, it may not look very good, but at least I don't know... you know, what it's... I don't have anything to hold it to say, like, you know, there's no criteria it needs to meet. It can just stand on its own.
It's just... it's hard when the criteria that it needs to meet is an 80s cartoon or a 90s action kids TV show. Like, that is something that, if you're going to call it Power Rangers, should probably meet some of those standards. But, like, when the source material isn't necessarily, like, respected as high art, it's easier to sweep that under the rug and be like, now this is Power Rangers.
What? It's funny. Rocco and I, one time, we were driving home from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there.
This was when we were, you know, we talked about in the past how we almost wrote a movie for this big production mm-hmm. company. And we were talking about the movie we were writing was really low budget. It was really just our own idea. And we were talking about, like, man, you know, how do you go from being nobody to being one of these people that directs a dream project, like a sequel to a Terminator movie or a big franchise that you've always loved? And in that car ride, we kind of, Rocco and Sean and I kind of speculated, like, hey, Rocco, wouldn't it be great someday to do a Power Rangers movie? And he's like, I would love to do that. And in that 2 hours, we talked about legitimately, like, how would we make a Power Rangers movie? And we were getting fucking excited. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was almost a Cloverfield level of, like, Power Rangers is all about Rita from the moon sending these things down to Earth, these, like, weird creatures to kill people. So, it had to do with, I don't know, just based on that, really sticking to the source material, how would that be done in a realistic modern way?
Yeah.
And this Power Rangers movie doesn't look realistic, and it looks modern, but not, like, based on the source material. So, that's all. It kind of is heartbreaking for me, and I know it's really going to be heartbreaking for our friend.
I think Rocco has already checked out this movie.
He checked out months ago.
I think that...
But he'll still see it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he saw the Dragon Ball movie.
We saw the Dragon Ball movie. Except Sean had to leave halfway through to, like, take a phone call or something.
Oh, yeah.
He did?
You missed that.
Yeah, Rocco was really upset with me because I took a phone call in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Why would you...
Because it was a family emergency, and it was a fucking Dragon Ball movie that I was dragged to. I didn't give a shit.
You couldn't wait 45 minutes to get your money's worth?
I couldn't. It was a family emergency, and I had to take care of my shit. So, I don't know. This is before I had kids, by the way. So, this is other family emergencies. But,
I just remember that you got up and went to take this phone call, and me and Rocco were like, he's missing it.
I said, you didn't like it, and Rocco's like, well, you missed half the movie.
Which is great, right? Because we didn't like it either.
Right.
I think Rocco will probably still see it. I think that the thing is that's going to suck is that he's going to get inundated with messages every time a new screenshot, every time a new, like...
You say this as if it already hasn't happened. It has happened.
He's already getting shit all the time. Well, what do you think about the Power Rangers movie? Oh, what, did you see this? See this still?
And he's checked out. He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
It looks like shit.
Yeah. But back to things that are not Power Rangers, if that's okay. Are we done with Power Rangers?
Officially, we'll never talk about it again.
It's never being spoken about on this podcast.
Has anyone here seen the new HBO show Westworld?
No. I know Brian was really excited about it.
I saw it. I saw the first episode.
I heard it's pretty good.
I loved it. And I don't know. I mean, it's a show. It honestly, I felt like it could have ended there. And I was like, good movie.
I saw a movie from the 70s.
Yeah. And a book?
It's Michael Crichton? Michael Crichton wrote it. I don't know if it's a book, but I thought Michael Crichton wrote
the screenplay.
Oh, maybe. Like that. I knew it was the other thing.
It's the inspiration for that Simpsons episode, Itchy and Scratchy Land.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Nope.
I watched that episode not too long ago.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, anyways, wow. If you haven't seen it, I really would recommend this. It's like the first two episodes are up now. But I was blown away. It's directed by, not Christopher Nolan, but someone else Nolan. And I don't know if it's his brother, because I know they work on projects together. I wasn't sure if that was him or not. The way it was directed was awesome. The effects were great. The story was fucking rad. I don't want to spoil anything because you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'll watch it too.
But really, I really recommend checking that out. I really loved it. So, episode one was good.
Nice. I saw a movie, Green Room.
Oh, you did? With Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, how was that? I didn't see it.
Good and bad.
Okay.
Cool.
Good and bad. Ultimately, I'm going to say... not the greatest movie. Maybe my expectations were a little bit high, but then again, I feel like I didn't really have that high of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely enjoying it and watching it, and then like a switch was flipped.
You have that happen to you.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, I feel like when you're making a movie, you start with a really good idea, and when you're writing a script maybe, for 45 pages, it is really good. And then you kind of run out of ideas.
Right.
And you have another 45 pages to write. And maybe that second 45 pages is not as good as the first. And that is what I feel like happened with Green Room. I was super excited to see it. The trailer looked rad. And yeah, it's about Patrick Stewart playing like a white supremacist. And it's billed as a horror movie, just like Don't Breathe, where I consider it's more of like a thriller. Like
right.
Edge
right.
of your seat, what's going to happen? Do you know the premise at all?
Yeah, isn't it Patrick Stewart is a white supremacist kind of guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I thought was interesting that he was playing that role because it's Patrick Stewart.
It's like a band.
So it's about this punk rock band. Uh-huh. They get booked. They book a gig at this white power club, basically. And they play the show. And as they're getting ready to leave, they go into the green room to get their stuff. And a murder has occurred in there. And suddenly, like, they're not supposed to be. They walk in on it. And it's like, fuck, shut the door. And these white power dudes are like, you're not leaving. And the movie is like, what are these basically kids? You know, they're like young college guys. What do they do? How do they get out of this situation?
Really cool.
It does sound really cool.
Yeah.
And Patrick Stewart plays the leader. So my opinion of it was this is maybe one of the only instances I feel like Patrick Stewart wasn't very good.
Oh, no. Oh.
And it's. He's awful in that. No, honestly. Patrick Stewart, to me, and maybe not everybody will agree, is not threatening.
No.
He's fucking... He's,
that's why I was excited he did this.
He's Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah.
He is Professor X. And even in this movie, he is very, like, thoughtful and intelligent. But when it comes to, like, you're the most ultimate badass skinhead, you're the skinhead that all other skinheads are afraid of, that's when Patrick Stewart fails, in my opinion.
Huh.
I think of a movie like American History X.
Yeah.
Remember how beefy Edward Norton is in that movie?
Yeah.
He's fucking
scary.
Yeah,
he's fucking
scary. This is not an instance like that. Patrick Stewart is kind of an old man. He looks a little bit feeble, in my opinion. I just didn't buy that he was the leader of this big white supremacist group. In addition to that, the punk rock band towards the end, when they try to mount an escape... In my opinion, it kind of devolved into high school fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Just the story is like these punk rockers take on all these skinheads and they like, we're going to take them on. And it just like, you know, seemed a little bit silly to me.
Have you ever seen Masterminds of Patrick Stewart? That shitty kids movie? Because he was a villain in that too.
I believe so.
He was a really mean principal.
Yeah, but you know what? I can buy that.
That
he sells quite well. Did you ever see the movie Blue Ruin? Anybody?
No.
No, it's the same director though, right?
It's the same director. And so, you know what? Like I said, the first half I really enjoyed. The second half I found a little bit silly, but that's just my opinion. So check it out for yourself. I will recommend watching
it. I heard it was that some things are hard to watch in that movie.
It's described as ultra-violent. It's an ultra-violent movie. But again, that's part of the high school fantasy aspect of it.
Right.
You know, when you're young and you're coming up with ideas, you're like, what if we just fucking, like, fucking kill them? You fucking see it all.
Well, that's what we were talking about the other week with like horror movies. It's like, oh, these are just people like fans of horror movies, and it's just like, here are my favorite things.
I've never been super into. I've never been into like Hostel and stuff like.
No,
like,
fuck that. Like, fuck those movies.
Movies,
you know what?
Like, they need to have a good story with them.
I saw this movie. It's a Korean movie called I Saw the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
That has some hyper violence in it. I mean, there's a scene where these guys get into a knife fight. And one dude just straight up grabs the blade and they're like wrestling for it. And it is like fucking hard for me. But in that movie, it really played into, it was a movie about like a cop trying to catch a serial killer.
Yeah.
And the hyper violence really raised the stakes. I felt like,
and
I'm sure that's what they were going for in Green Room, but it wasn't quite effective for me. I just felt like, honestly, the violence was so excessive. It was a little bit unbelievable, or it was a little bit like, yeah, I see that you're making a movie and you want to show the violence.
Oh.
But it didn't seem like it really was integrated.
I see what you're saying. You kind of lose like the grounding of what you have in that situation when it's so over the top.
I kind of saw the intent of the filmmakers instead of just taking in the movie and what was happening.
Yeah. Right.
But check it out. Green Room. What else? Oh, I saw a documentary on Netflix. Last thing I want to recommend called The 13th. It's all about like the 13th Amendment, the ending of slavery, and how American history has gone. You know, have you heard of this thing called Black Lives Matter?
I've heard of that.
You heard of that?
I've heard of that, yeah.
This movie draws a line, historically, from the end of slavery to where we are now.
Really? Oh, huh. Well, that's interesting.
It shows the timeline. The movie basically opens by saying, we are at this point in history because of the decisions of our ancestors and our forefathers. We didn't just arrive at this moment in history randomly, and this is in all aspects of life.
Right.
We are the product of the decisions of the generations that came before us. So let's not forget what has happened in the past.
Okay.
And it was a really interesting documentary. I highly recommend it. The 13th. It's a Netflix original.
Okay. Check it out.
Check it out.
Huh.
That's all. That's all the movies.
There's a Netflix documentary about Amanda Knox, I think, is coming out.
It's already out.
It's already out.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I was going to check it out.
Me neither. I don't know that it looks... Is it a documentary or is it like
a... It's a documentary. They have her in it.
She's interviewed in it.
They interview all
people. Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I love like Dateline murder mysteries and I just listen to Serial and I feel like this is in line with those things.
Yeah. But she did it. So, I mean, what's the point?
Well, she's innocent, apparently.
Wow.
She was cleared of all charges.
Not what I heard.
Oh.
Shit, maybe I gotta watch that documentary.
See?
Now. I wonder how interesting it's going to be, you know? I'm sick of fucking movies about news stories that I already heard of.
You know what's so funny? I was just talking to someone about this. You said that, and then I think you said, I'm tired of seeing old bands.
Yes.
And both of those things hit me, and I went, yeah, I really gotta, like, figure some shit out. Because I'm really fucking tired of both of those things.
Yeah. Me too.
Like, incredibly tired of both of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody, Desert Trip is going on.
Right.
It's like Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones,
Paul McCartney,
Roger Waters, The Who, all these old bands. Apparently, the first weekend happened, and the tickets for the second weekend have been slashed in half.
Really?
What does that tell you about the first weekend? Probably that it was not very enjoyable. I read a statistic that said the average attendee was 52 years old.
Yes.
Ooh. And the average performer was 72 years old.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
It all adds up.
And you know what? It depresses me that a big music festival is just being ran and attended by old-ass fucking people. Sorry, nothing against old people. I hope to be one someday.
He's working on it.
But, like, are there no fucking cool young people? Where the fuck are the cool young people?
I think it's...
Ah!
I think there's a lot of them. I just think that, like, the stage is so different. Like,
you know what? There are a lot of them, and it's just, like, a matter of... I don't know what it's a matter of. The people putting on these shows, the people who are promoting these shows, they're not in touch with the younger bands, or they...
I mean, there's Coachella, and Coachella's gigantic.
Yeah.
And you can see, when we went, we saw fucking Death Grips, and it was like, oh yeah, this is, all right. Like,
yeah.
Coachella is a beast that it got out of hand. So
100%.
I'm looking for smaller shows, but basically, I've sworn off old bands.
All right, man, let's go to Tower Bar.
Yeah, I've seen, for probably the past 5 years, I had this mentality of like, hey, all my favorite bands from the 70s are going to die soon, so
I need
to see them before they die.
Well, yeah. And I think that's a good point, though.
Yeah, and I felt like, okay, I've seen a bunch of them now. And every time it was like, yeah, I saw them. But also there was this feeling of like, something's sad. Something's depressing here.
Because the way that I felt when I saw all those bands was, yep, I checked that box.
It was like, neat, and I checked that box. This is neat. Wish I could have saw you 20 years ago. 30 years ago.
When you were like
my age now.
Yep.
A little bit depressing that the coolest event is hosted by a person who's going to be dead in 10 years.
Mm.
That's just sad. And that just gets back to, I need to see some younger bands. But yeah, when I saw Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne was like too cranky for me. Yeah. And I was like, all right, old man, I'm done with this.
Yeah, my dad has stories of him in the 70s trying to sneak into Black Sabbath and then getting thrown out after he got in and all that stuff. It's like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
Well, let's go to Tower Bar and not pay the $4 cover.
Yeah.
And then these movies, Sully, Snowden, Deepwater Horizon.
Like, all this shit just happened.
Yeah. And then even going further back, the new Tupac movie that's coming out.
Is there a Tupac movie?
There is. It's like sequel to the Biggie Smalls movie, straight out of Compton. Like,
interesting.
And then fucking reboots. Like, does nobody just imagine a new thing? Where is the creative person?
There's that new movie with what's her name and Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, and they're in space. The space movie.
There is?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you guys haven't seen the trailer for that?
No.
Passengers? The Passengers?
All right, I'll check it out. Is it a new sci-fi movie?
It is a new sci-fi
movie.
I'll check it out.
It's
an original concept from what I understand.
There we go. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thank you.
It's not to say there are a lot of
there are a lot of new movies coming out. You just feel like there's a lot of rehashing old ideas.
And it's because, honestly, those are the things that get put in front of our faces. Yeah. When you're on the internet, you get a lot of ads forced on you, and it's all for the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. It's like good stuff. There's almost this mentality of like, well, we don't need to advertise good stuff. If it's good, people will find it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to advertise the really bad stuff.
There's a movie with Matt Damon.
Is it The Great Wall?
No. Isn't it? No, Mark Wahlberg. It's about like the oil rig.
Deepwater Horizon.
And this...
BP oil explosion.
Right. Again, just happened. This movie, I looked it up. The budget was $100 million. It's made like $14 million. Because they haven't promoted it at all. No one gives a fuck about this.
Well,
it's proving your point of like, what are you doing? What is this?
I think conspiracy. The oil companies probably didn't want people to see the movie about the explosion on the oil rig.
Oh, interesting.
Had nobody else considered that?
No, but
that was my first thought when it made no money.
Wow.
It has Kurt Russell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, and it wasn't promoted anywhere.
Like a bunch of other people. I talked to people who saw it, and they said it's really good. This didn't dawn on anyone.
Whoa. And you know what? Like, because I usually watch like TV sports, whatever. It hasn't been showing that at all.
It's a movie.
Because those companies would say they pull their fucking commercial. Oh, wow. Whoa, guys. I like it. The Illuminati.
I'm a real free thinker over here, guys.
Put a triangle. Hey, on Sean's
Beckett,
head.
Beckett keeps saying Illuminati when he sees a triangle.
He keeps it. Oh, it's a
thing kids do now.
Yeah, because I'm like, what is that? What does Illuminati mean?
Triangle on your forehead.
Triangles and the eye.
Triangle on your forehead.
Yeah, and I was like, but what is that? It's the triangle. I'm like, but what does it mean? There's a triangle. I'm like, I forget it.
Yeah, I see kids too going Illuminati. I'd be like, what do you think that word is? And they're like, triangle on your forehead. And I'm like, whoa. The veil has been pulled back.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
We're at time.
Alex Jones. Well, no.
We're actually over, but I was being cool about it.
Well, we didn't talk about Billy Bush.
Oh, we kind of did in the beginning, but...
Billy Bush
what's he up to now?
Suspended.
Yes.
From the Today Show.
Has he really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
For something he did 11 years ago?
Breaking news as of today. Well, no, actually. He's always been a fucking idiot.
I fucking hate Billy Bush.
He's always been a loser.
I've always hated him.
He's finally catching up with him.
Oh, I fucking hate Billy Bush.
Yeah, has anyone ever liked Billy Bush?
No!
But he's been like more and more consistently successful for the past decade.
They kept
saying
he was going to replace Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
Oh, he's just conservative Ryan Seacrest.
Which is funny because Matt Lauer fucking hates him and is not shy about that at all. Like, he's like such a dick to him. They get on arguments on the air all the time, I guess. But yeah, he's been suspended from...
Billy Bush is a predatory douchebag. In that video, they are like ogling this woman as she is approaching. And then as soon as they talk to her, fucking Billy Bush is like, hey, you want to give the Donald a hug?
Yeah.
You
know, I watched that video and Donald Trump is obviously a fucking monster in this video. But Billy Bush is almost on the same level as fucking creep as
He's
Donald Trump.
In this video.
Yeah, he really is. It's fucking disgusting.
Did you see him argue with... I think it was him and Al Roker arguing about like Black Lives Matter.
You should
look that up.
You know,
also Billy Bush was highly appreciative of the Corey Feldman performance.
What was that
on the Today Show?
Yeah, he loved it.
Only Billy Bush could.
Yeah, well, Billy Bush is a fucking creep in this thing. And the Today Show is marketed, I think, 100% towards women. I mean, it's got to be a pretty. Maybe 95% towards women?
The Today Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's segmented like that. So that way you can, like, if you're doing stuff in the morning, getting your kids ready for school, you can kind of tune in and out to, these four-minute segments.
And so I guess women don't want to see him right now. I don't know why. Maybe because he's a fucking monster.
Whoops.
Anyways, I'm happy that Billy
So we're going to end this podcast and say, fuck you, Billy Bush.
Yeah.
You monster.
And that's that.
Hey, now we really got him.
By the way, one last thing we need to say before we go. And this is important, so Sean's not going to be able to cut this.
Oh, it's the worst.
Game days. Game days tickets are still on sale.
Yes.
We have a few left. In fact, What happened was we sold out of game day's tickets completely, but we were able to contact our hotel, get them to expand our room, give us more space. We were able to add on 100 extra tickets.
No,
I don't know if it was 100 or what the number quite was. Needless to say, we expanded the room. There's a few extra tickets on sale as of right now. So if you are on the fence of going to game days, if you were disappointed that you couldn't get a ticket because we sold out, this is your last chance. Yep. Game days is coming up in about 3 weeks. Saturday, November 5th. Sunday, November 6th. We hope to see you there. Check it out. Go to Mega64.com for more details. Join us for our annual fan meeting, Game Days 2016, baby. Woo.
And fuck you, Billy Boosh.